This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Raise your hand if you remember this song.
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. And the dance, of course, too. But you can't see me in the studio now, can you? It's from the K-pop sensation Psy. And you might also remember it became a YouTube sensation as well. The thing got more than a billion hits. But maybe it peaked too early, because were it to come out today, Psy would have the top single on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. The music magazine says it's going to start giving YouTube its due, as Marketplace's Queen of Kim explains.
When I was a kid growing up in the last century and there was a song I liked, I wait by the radio to catch it. Cami Jun is 20 years old and a sophomore in college. I asked her, how do you listen to music?
I'll either listen to YouTube or I'll listen to my iTunes. And then I'll listen to the radio whenever I'm in the car, but never outside of that.
And when she hears a song on the radio she likes, she goes to YouTube to find it. And that's also where she discovers new music.
Everybody always knew that there's a lot of consumption and that YouTube is a phenomenal venue to break new artists, break new songs.
Robert Kinsel is the head of global content at YouTube. He says YouTube's been part of the music hit-making ecosystem for quite a while now.
We are part of the ecosystem. We shouldn't be isolated and sit out there on an island.
Billboard's been including data from major streaming music sites like Spotify and Rhapsody, but it just started including YouTube today. And that's put Harlem Shake, a song that's also become a popular meme on YouTube, at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. Con los terroristas. Harlem Shake is the first song by a virtual unknown to hit the top of the charts. Andrea Dominic is an entertainment writer at the Las Vegas Sun. She says if artists want a song to be a hit, it's almost essential to have it on YouTube.
There's been maybe one or two occasions where I have not been able to find a song I wanted to listen to on YouTube, and it was incredibly frustrating. And I remember thinking, I'm like, what? Why? How does this person not have this song up? Like, do they not want people to hear their music?
She says YouTube is basically the new radio, and it's about time Billboard acknowledged it. In San Francisco, I'm Queen of Kim for Marketplace.